Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And now,
be curious, not judgmental.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
May not even be safe, probably not for your workers even.
Streaming on WEEI.com and everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Did you know that bears can climb faster than they can run?
Is that true?
Never climb. Find a body of water. Bears can't swim.
Oh, I Googled it. Yep. Can brown bears swim?
No.
Brown bears are, quote, very good swimmers.
Very good.
This is
the Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up, G-Man? How you doing?
We're happy to have the Hill Man.
I love the show, by the way. It's great.
Starring Greg Hill.
Tom writes, Dear Casey, earlier this year, I was so in love with my wife, and then she left me.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
They jealous of us.
Wiggy.
They look ridiculous. It's about 9 feet tall.
Yeah.
They can grow to be about 9-10 feet tall.
I thought you were supposed to make a noise.
Yeah! Get out of here, Bill!
Joined by the relationship alpha.
I mean, Courtney, I'm not really sure I understand that.
Courtney Cox.
I live by Wiggy, and Wiggy doesn't let anything bother him.
Nope, because remember, for every tails on a coin, there's always a heads.
Mm. And accompanied by...
Hi.
Two big brains behind the glass.
David Ortiz.
Curtis.
Brady quit on us in his final season. F him!
And Shime.
Oh, you look at that. It's a flabolance.
Now...
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You masshole!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
On Boston Sports Original.
Cheers. Crushing the Bears. I'm watching the Pats.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill... Greg Hill,
go!
Greg Hill,
go!
All right,
let's go!
Let's go!
Let's go!
Hello, happy Thursday.
Yes, beautiful day.
It is. It is.
You know, let me ask you this, Greg, because I know you're a man about the people. Did you go to the C's game last night?
I did go to the Celtics game last night.
How was it?
It was fantastic. I mean, Jason Tatum is a straight-up beast as far as I'm concerned.
Straight gangster.
They gave him a run for their money last night, though, without... some significant Heat players. But yes, I went to the game last night.
Well, you know what? It was a little different for me watching it on television because every 5 seconds I had to see the ugly mugs of the prince and the princess. And no one wants to see his bald head every five seconds.
I did. And, I said, keep going back. Actually, let's put the Celtics in the lower left and let's just have a Kate and Will cam.
It's every 5 seconds. And there's probably a lot of people are like, all right, who are the two basic white people that they keep showing on TV?
Well, they are royals, Wiggy. I mean, I you're not impressed by royalty?
No.
Well, how often did they show them on the broadcast?
Oh,
was it overwhelming?
Constant.
Really?
Constant. I was every time I saw them, I couldn't believe. I was actually driving to work today and passing the hotel that they're staying at that everybody was posting about. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking to myself, wow, inside of those walls right there, Kate Middleton just has her perfect face laying on a pillow in sweet dreams. I think it's the coolest thing ever. Yeah. I was bummed yesterday that I didn't get the text from Greg that said, hey, Charlie texted me and said he could get you a meet and greet.
Uh-huh.
I was really banking on that yesterday.
Did you say that Princess Kate has her face in the pillow?
Her face laying.
Laying
like a princess.
And I was wondering, watching the game, thinking, because, you know, obviously being in this business, you tend to learn who people are. How many people are watching this game going, Why do I keep showing these two people? Who the hell are they?
I think that number is very small.
I don't know. I think it's a decent amount of people that are like, who are these people?
Well, Wiggy, when people work their whole life to accomplish something like being born into a royal family, you have to show them deference.
I'm like, I'd rather see Jenny McCarthy and Donnie Wahlberg. At least Donnie Wahlberg was in one of the biggest, you know,
boys.
You see them every single game. They're at almost every game during the playoffs, so that's not that rare.
Greg, you just be lucky you didn't watch it on TV because it was every five. So it was almost like there was Kate Middleton and Will?
Yeah.
Okay. And Will. And then there just happened to be a basketball game.
You're saying Prince William was the sixth man?
Oh, my God. And, bro, listen, go with the bald head. Get rid of the George Jefferson. It's not a good look.
I am confused why he didn't go to, like, Dr. Leonard or someone to get some hair plugs, back in the day.
You don't need plugs. Go with the Bruce Willis
man. But you're
a
prince. You could get, you know, the best plugs around.
Yeah, but
you could sacrifice several children in one of the countries that you colonize and take their hair if you were Prince William.
He still looked very handsome.
It's a sickness, Curtis.
No.
Have you been watching any of the local news? They're interviewing people so that they can leave a message for the royals in case the royals watch the local television news. They're not watching the local television news, the royals.
They may be listening right now.
I don't think they're listening right now.
Okay, well, get back to work doing nothing.
Do you think 80% of the guys, or even let's say 90% of the guys on the court even knew who they were? They were probably like,
yes.
There was a period of time during warm-ups where Marcus Smart was over there essentially performing for them, the Royals.
I am telling you.
It was odd yesterday.
So yesterday, Greg, was a great contradiction because I saw this in Only Boston. GoFundMe named the most generous states per capita in the country yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And Massachusetts was number one. Not surprising to anybody. Oh. The six New England states were all in the top 10. This is by far and away the most generous giving part of the world.
I've said it for decades, Curtis. We have the most generous human beings that surround us every single day. They give and they give and they give.
And the reason people here are viewed as harsh is because they're honest. They tell you how they feel. And they're hardworking and dedicated good people around here. And then we stop traffic for these two, like, welfare patients who have arrived here from England, who have done nothing but be born into a family that colonized the world while we're removing statues from that very same era in American history three blocks away. It is so pathetic. These people were like, it was such an embarrassing day for the city of Boston.
It was bothersome last night because they shut every single road anywhere near the TD Garden down pre and post game. So upon leaving last night, yours truly had to nearly walk all the way back to the seaport in order to find myself transportation home last night at the end of that game.
You do get your steps in, though, so you were probably enjoying it secretly.
That's true. Not really. I did not enjoy it at all.
I had to drive to the Prudential Center, and then I had to drive to Brookline. Every single intersection was had cops on motorcycles at every single one.
When are they leaving?
Friday. Okay. Well, maybe Saturday
morning.
They're
leaving Saturday. You wait. Where do you think they're going to be tonight? They're probably going to be seated in the box of one Robert Kraft this evening, I would assume, right?
That would be my guess.
I would assume.
That's going to be very interesting because Kraft will be perched up, and then the Ken Laird lookalike will be sitting.
By the way,
yes.
Happy birthday, Ken Laird. We love you so much.
Happy birthday to our fearless leader, Ken Laird, the operations manager here at WEEI, former executive producer of this program.
I love you, Ken. All right.
Good point. Well, they'll be there tonight.
Anyway, the Royals are here. Celtics get a win. And Jason Tatum put that team on his shoulders last night. Somebody wanted him shipped out of town.
Yeah, I don't know.
Somebody was that?
I don't know who it was. Somebody wanted to put him in an Uber.
What idiot wanted to trade Jason Tatum at one point?
They wanted to build a team around Marcus Smart.
We all make mistakes.
All right. We got a lot going on the show this morning, including, of course, the leads, which we will get to in just about 15 minutes at 6:25. And then they said it coming up at 7:20 on this morning show, a brief back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. The news with Courtney coming up at 7:30, and there is extraordinary audio from a Florida sheriff that we will have for you in the news. It's not Grady Judd, but it is a runner-up when it comes to my sheriff. So Florida sheriff audio coming up during the news with Courtney at 7:30. And it is a Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury will join us at 8:20. And we will discuss the Bruins with Mike Milbury. I have Bruins tickets to give away at 9 on today's show. So make sure you're listening at 9. But speaking of giveaways, if we can get a wide shot on Twitch, for those of you who are or will be watching the show on Twitch, just go to Twitch and follow WEEI to watch this show every day. If we could get a wide shot, you will be able to see the incredible Christmas tree that we have in the studio, even though it's fake. And it has now officially been lit up by the request of one Dwayne Wiggins.
Looks good now.
Are you okay with the lights? Because they're just
yeah.
white lights. I know you prefer the different colored lights, but these are we only have white lights.
Oh, there's red.
There is. Yeah, there are red lights. Yeah,
I just Christmas is that time of year. I love the decorations and all that. So the tree and the lights, that's all I care
about. And Courtney, Greg doesn't ever see a red light when he drives. So.
Well,
they all look the same to him.
If you are able to, and you should, make sure that you're either watching this show on Twitch or listening to the show at 8:45, because the 12 days of Twitchmas gets underway on this program at 8:45. Very simple. You are either watching or listening. You call. You're the right caller, and you pick one of the 12 presents that I have assembled for you that are under the tree this morning. And there's some very interesting gifts, some very valuable gifts, mm-hmm. and some nostalgic gifts going back to the early days of rock and roll radio. There's all kinds of incredible things that I found for you here at the radio station. So
we do a lot of things half-assed. Yeah. This is not half-assed.
No, you're right about that. It's three-quarter-assed.
You have a great ass, thanks to Dan. I got to tell you, I saw Kate checking it out.
Greg was taunting me, texting me from the game. Oh, they just walked into the club, Courtney. I'll try to get a selfie. I'm like, I cannot believe the one guy who was criticizing me all morning is now feet away from them.
That was Maria Stefanos.
What a waste. It was a waste of a royal opportunity because I could not care less about any single person in the royal family. So.
Here he. What are all of these tall men with the shorts and the ball?
What accent is that?
It's the British accent.
No.
It doesn't sound like a British
Wiggy.
Accent.
We should colonize them as soon as possible.
Why don't we have such tall black men in our country?
Every accent that Wiggy does has a twinge of Jamaican in it. Have you noticed that?
I love it.
It could be Australian. It could be. It doesn't matter the country that he does the accent from. It's
talking
like,
of good seats.
And they not just for those two. They had the whole row behind them, and then right. the people on each side. Well, Maura Healey, yeah, Michelle Wu. Yeah,
Maura Healey was there.
The Michelle irony Wu. Of Maura Healey rolling out the red carpet for a family that has colonized the world is a little rich.
I know. All you have to do is create some kind of a climate-related award, and all of a sudden, everybody is gushing all over you. Michelle Wu couldn't get away from him last night.
Thank you for your carbon output when you flew to accept this award, instead of just getting it via Zoom.
How do they fit in, though, with the Pats game, right? Because isn't, like, the Patriots, like, the British are coming, right, yeah, now. Yeah. Now, all of a sudden, they're going to be perched up there in Kraft Box.
Oh, you watch. They'll be there tonight. I guarantee it. And a huge game for the Patriots tonight. We got lots to discuss when it comes to that on the show this morning. And I have the sad obligation of delivering an audio eulogy for rock royalty that we lost yesterday. So I will do that at some point on the program today. And I believe our agreement was it is all Christmas-themed rejoins this morning. Is that correct, Shime?
That is correct. I got the first one lined up, ready to go.
You picked the first one?
I have the first one, yeah.
I feel like I ought to have the duty of picking the first one.
Oh, you're more than welcome to. I can play mine later.
I am
That's
Father
fine.
Christmas around these parts.
I have a feeling maybe this song would be on both of our playlists when it comes to Christmas time.
All right,
yes.
I'll let you go with it.
You want to be called Father Christmas or Daddy Christmas?
Oh, God.
Daddy Christmas.
There's a difference.
Let's make that a shirt.
Okay.
I'm going home.
You are right, Courtney.
It's more like Zaddy.
Yeah. Father Christmas is like, let's not show your age.
Where's the milk and cookies, Daddy?
Yeah.
I will go with Daddy Christmas.
Please, Lord, stop.
Curtis, you'll be all right.
We're just having fun.
All right. We got to get to Courtney and to what is trending first thing this morning.
Fresh and Keith, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Celtics, they put on a show for the Royals last night, 134 to 121. Your final over Miami, ending the Heat's three-game win streak. Jason Tatum, he must be a massive Will and Kate fan. You know, he saw them sitting courtside. He said, I'm going to put on a show for these two. He went off for 49 points and 11 rebounds. The MVP chants loud and proud last night. This one, he could hear.
That means everything. You know, it's something I've dreamed about as a kid. And to hear it in front of our home crowd, in front of the best fans in the world, you know, it holds a special place in my heart. You know, I love this place. I love being here. And hearing that during the game gives you, you know, chills. And I'm glad we got a win.
I mean, got to be odds on favorite right now, Wiggy.
Yeah. I mean, I know.
Who else? Luka?
Luka is having an amazing run himself. But I think the issue is with the MVP. It's look at where Luka's team is versus Tatum's team. And the only other person is probably Giannis. But, you know, Tatum does everything. And I've said this before. Tatum has more skill set and different things that he could do than Giannis. So, but he's right now the front runner, in my opinion.
According to Vegas, he is, in fact, the front runner. Luka and Giannis are right behind him. And then it's a far drop off to Steph Curry from there.
Right.
And you got to give credit to Jaylen Brown, too. He returned last night. He had 26 points. But when Jason's missing, Jaylen steps up where he should. And I think that, you know, sometimes he gets lost in all of this because Jason is such a star. Jaylen Brown, unbelievable player for the Celtics team.
And I think he's buying into, like, this is Jason's team, and I'll play Robin to his Batman.
Yeah. And this is a weird one because the Seas now play the Heat again tomorrow night. Miami Twitter, if you looked at it, all Heat fans were saying were they were hoping that Jimmy Butler would be back for the one tomorrow night. He, of course, coming back from a knee injury to right the ship. We talked a little bit about Aaron Judge yesterday and what the Yankees may or may not have offered him after he turned down the 8-year, right over $230 million offer. According to ESPN, the Yankees have offered Judge an 8-year worth in the neighborhood of $300 million. So,
8 years, $300 million. And they're saying that that is just going to be the starting point.
Yeah.
Because the Giants are probably going to be willing to outdo that. But the Yankees may have put some sort of a clause in where they'll go significantly higher than the Giants after that offer comes. Is that what you're reading, Curtis, this morning?
Yeah, I believe that he is not going to leave the Yankees after the latest reporting. I think if he was really going to sign with the Giants, if I ran the Giants, I wouldn't have let him leave the facility without having him accept or turn down our best and final offer.
Yeah, he's going to end up somewhere between 8 years and $350 to $360 million.
Wow.
$37.5 million per year is 8 years at 300.
Yeah, but he's gonna be over that. If he goes 8 and 350, that's 43. Yeah, that's where he's gonna be.
That's like Greg Hill money.
That's unbelievable.
Not bad.
And what about Peter Gammons reporting in the way in which he reported it to me doesn't sound good. Reporting that Xander Bogaerts has can I do the finger quotes? I'll have my fingers far apart from each other. Has severed ties, unquote, with the Boston Red Sox. Severed ties.
Yep.
So that means he's pissed, right, Bogaerts?
Yeah.
Yep.
Because of the number, allegedly, we don't know what it is, but I guess the initial offer that they gave him was
embarrassing.
So then what was the purpose this entire time from Sam through Haim on down telling everybody that this was the most important thing for the organization to do? It clearly was not. So why not? You acquired Story last offseason to be the Bogaerts replacement because you saw the writing on the wall that Bogaerts and Boris were not going to accept a hometown discount. So you made that move to get leverage over the shortstop. Once you did that, you can't then follow it up the next offseason by saying the only thing we're concerned about is re-signing the guy we already replaced. Like, I just don't understand why they do business this way.
Well, they think, erroneously, that this is now going to be blamed on Xander Bogaerts. That's what they wanted.
Yeah, so not going to happen.
No.
That's how they've set it up, though.
And I will say, I think late last night, I think Bogaerts' agent said that wasn't true. So, listen,
Peter Gammons is generally spot on with this stuff, but I wonder...
Boris does not want that out there, because then he loses leverage with the teams he's negotiating against, saying yes. that they're telling Boris that the Red Sox are no longer involved, so we're not going to keep raising our offer.
But
so-
I also wonder if something stinks in Denmark, and it is the Red Sox that are telling Peter Gammons that Bogart severed ties with them. So that they come
PR
out, so that they come out smelling like roses in the whole thing. Right. I wonder.
They will
I
not.
Wonder. It's a dirty game.
Yes, yes, it is.
And we've got Thursday Night Football tonight. The Pats and Bills face off at 8:15 in Foxborough. You can listen to the game right here on WEEI. We will join that right after Mutt at Night. And let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Details at Subaru retailers and at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here is Curtis with your weather.
All right, Courtney, right now in the great city of Boston at the Four Seasons, it's 34 with 100% chance of pretentiousness. this evening at Foxborough, Gillette Stadium, it is going to be in the lower 40s, upper 30s, a lot of wind early, subsiding as the game goes along.
What's the deal with the wind advisory? There's some massive wind. My Jeep told me there's a wind advisory in effect, Curtis.
Let's hope.
There is. It's going to be windy up until 5 p.m. today with 30-mile-an-hour winds, and those will be going down in speed as the night goes on.
So. Do we have to take the giant blow-up Santa down from the yard on a day like today?
That might be wise. Okay. You know, it might be a little early for the giant blow-up Santa, though. I mean, it's just December 1st.
No, it's okay. Yeah. Chime said it was okay on December 1st.
I think Absolutely. Some people December right 1st, after Thanksgiving.
Okay. Yeah, some people go. Some people do it before,
Yeah,
which is horrendous.
I read James the Bernstein Christmas tree last night, and he loved it.
Really?
Yep. Great ending. Real cliffhanger.
Also, Shime just informed me we may not have the Patriots game tonight. I just texted Ken. Nobody told me otherwise. Oh. We usually have Thursday night games. I was told every week, so.
No. Wow. Not the Patriots, because one day we'll get those.
Oh. Yeah.
All right. Courtney, thank you. Shime, thank you. Curtis, thank you. Wiggy, thank you. Thank everybody. And today's leads coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well done, Chime. That was your choice, not my choice. I didn't waste my choice on that.
Nope, that was me.
I mean, obviously I love Bruce, so my favorite artist of all time. And I like that version. But please tell me nobody, did you get everybody's choices? Everybody on the show, staff, when it came to their Christmas tree?
I haven't gone back to Jackson and Nathan yet, but I got the first five in here, and then I'll get theirs for towards the end of the show as well.
I hope nobody selected Dominic the Donkey. I can't stand that.
Dominic the Donkey. You solicited to Twitch chat and listenership to DM me.
Yeah.
That was the most requested song.
You know it is.
Are you kidding me?
Will have to get played today, Greg.
It will?
Yes.
Right. Mm. 2 out of 10.
I'm okay with that as long as there's no Queen of Christmas, fraudulent Queen of Christmas Mariah Carey at all. Mm. Okay. We're not doing that.
That was not requested. So
I think you have to play that song.
No, we're not playing it, Courtney. It stinks.
Is Baby, It's Cold Outside still canceled? Because I love the Dean Martin version.
If we do play that, we have to play Mutton Me.
Do you want that one?
Yeah, because I like that, the Dean Martin version.
Okay. I mean, I
don't know. Is it still canceled?
It's a song.
We welcome the royal family to Boston after saying that everything that was done 200 years ago was wrong and to be canceled.
Such a great song.
There's really no rules anymore.
They've been forgiven. Curtis, all is forgiven when it comes to Michelle Wu and the royal family.
Oh, we'd like to bring the royal family. Oh, that used to be a statue of Abraham Lincoln. We took it down. So, but welcome to Boston. Like, do people here even think? Like, do you know how absurd you are?
Well, at least they flew commercial.
Yep.
It's just unbelievable.
Did they really
remove the statue of Abraham Lincoln, but we're welcoming a family that literally raped and pillaged the world?
Can I ask if they flew in first class, or do you think they were in coach?
No. They were in the lay flatbeds.
I bet
there are photos.
I bet they hogged up all of first class because if they have an entourage,
Do you think are you asking whether they have an entourage?
The security and all that.
They probably brought 40 people from Her Majesty's service over here to make sure that they don't have to do anything, including wipe themselves.
Why would you fly? They're royalty. Why would you fly commercial if you're royalty?
It's a bad look if you're coming to an Earth shot here and you take a private plane.
It's a bad look if you're in a family that has 14 different castles that they go to.
And do you think, because we're all told by everybody that 2-ply is the devil. Do you think there's a shot in hell that the royal family has 1-ply toilet paper? Because I was told the 2-ply is literally ending the world.
Right. So. But really, if you want to do something when it comes to saving the planet, divest yourself of one of the 15, 18 different residences, castles that you have all over England and Scotland.
Or stop drinking out of straws. Maybe they did that.
That was their one thing.
Yeah.
But Courtney, I don't understand the fascination with this. Like, they have no talent.
I don't understand how the person on the show who constantly is talking about how we shouldn't be held accountable for what our ancestors did years and years ago are mad about Will and Kate because of what their ancestors did years and years and years ago.
They're only there because their ancestors did
what they
did.
But that's not their fault. That's the world we live in.
But
you
don't have to be a member of the royal family. You can
depart. Did you see what happened with Harry, with people that lived over there when he decided that he wanted to move to America and not be a part of the royal family with Meghan?
Well, I think that was because he married a black girl. Let's be honest.
What are you doing?
The Oprah interview was very telling
about
that.
Process, you cannot bring home a black woman, Harry.
You're back to the Rastafarian English accent. It's so interesting.
But like when people come here, like they've accomplished something, they do something. What did they do?
I think a lot of people think that they do good things for charity and others.
What do they do
overseas?
I'm sure there are people in England that do a lot more for charity than they do, but they don't get welcomed here.
I'm sure, too. But at the same time, it's like, okay, they're doomed if they do, they're doomed if they don't. Kate Middleton, to me, I think she's a beautiful person. Mm-hmm. I love her style. Hmm. She's somebody that I like to follow.
Okay.
Yeah.
That it's as simple as that. Call me basic. I don't care.
You're not alone.
No.
I mean, people are falling. People are literally falling all over themselves trying to get a glimpse of these two. You should have seen people last night at the game. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
There's women that are trying to sneak up courtside so that they could get a photo of the two of them.
I don't get it.
She's wearing Princess Di's wedding ring, engagement ring. Like, that is a part of history. That is cool.
She looks basic to me, though.
I mean, I'd rather see basic, though. I mean, it is what it is.
I'd rather see Kim Kardashian down. At least Kim got a booty on her or something. She looks like a,
You know what's interesting, Greg, is I get the same answer when I ask people what Mac's best skill is and I ask what the royal family's skill is.
All right. Speaking of that, coming up at 7:20, They Said It, and we will discuss the whispers that there is an issue in the Patriots locker room, according to one insider. Mm. So we will discuss that during They Said It, coming up at 7:20 on today's show. Right now, though, this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for
bet Wiggy thinks I don't know who this is.
Let
it breathe. Let it breathe. That's Run DMC. And
good job.
Christmas in Hollis.
That's it.
Right?
It's Christmas time.
Turn it up. Let it breathe.
At the dark, when I seen a man chilling with his dog at the park, I approached him very slowly with my heart full of fear. Looked at his dog. Oh, my God.
Well done, Chime. Leads this morning brought to you by Ketches Law Group. Ketches has had the backs of New England's construction workers since 1986, and you pay nothing unless they win. If you've been injured, get a free evaluation when you call 508-321-7000 or when you visit KetchesLaw.com. Hello, Shime.
Hello, Gregory. Well, there's a big Thursday night football game tonight between your New England Patriots and the Buffalo Bills, and I wanted to talk about the Vegas line movement for this game because it originally opened at 5.5.
Yes.
And that's kind of where I expected it. Curtis had asked me last Friday before the line was out. I thought it would be about 5.5, 6.5. Came out at 5.5. It is now down to 3.5 points.
Wow.
New England Patriots are 3.5 point underdogs here. And it's crazy because 57% of the actual physical bets are still on the Bills, but over 76% of the money is on the New England Patriots. So there are a lot of sharp, a lot of smart people, far smarter than myself, that are invested in the Patriots tonight, getting the points.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I don't quite understand what has changed.
Mac Jones had a great game last week.
Yeah, sure. But
did you happen to see that?
I did. But no, I mean, when the line came out after that game, right? We had already known Mac Jones had a great game. The line came out at 5.5. And it begs the question to me, is this illness that's going around the Bills locker room worse than we expected?
Oh.
Is the impact lost by Von Miller being out far more than we expected?
Oh.
And so I think there's a lot of questions heading into this game because a lot of intelligent people believe that the Patriots have a good shot.
I think it's the illness.
Me too.
You think it's the illness?
Yeah, because, you know, that number is low.
Yeah.
Three and a half for the Bills.
Well, you get the 3 at home automatically.
Right, but even then, last week it was against Minnesota. What was it, 5.5? And, you know, and Minnesota won by more than that. So
the illness did start coming out, though, like on Monday. I mean, you would think if you have bubble guts, whatever you call it, by Thursday you feel better.
Because there are many people that think the Bills won't win this game by more than 3.5 points. I think there's a ton of people that you say, hell yeah, give me that bet.
Shime, where's your money going tonight?
I would have to put it on the Bills right now just because I haven't seen Belichick stop Josh Allen in two straight games. So my money would be on the Bills. I like the over more than anything, but
You like the over?
Yeah, I love the over because I do believe that the impact lost by Von Miller being out means that Mac Jones might actually have a clean pocket. Their pressure rates are not good without Von Miller. He far and away leads that team in quarterback pressures.
I mean, Bill Belichick has had his way with Sean McDermott more than Pete Davidson has had his way with the women of Hollywood.
Punting in two straight games seems like he's had his way. I agree.
Okay. All right, Chime. Thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Well, I have BDE, and the B stands for Belichick this morning. I am more convinced than I have ever been in my life. I can't bet here. If I could, I would put everything I have on the Patriots winning outright tonight.
Wow. I love it.
Very simply, no real data. Whenever the world is telling you that this Patriots era is, I mean, whenever the world's telling you that the Patriots dynasty and entire Belichick era is over, they come out of nowhere and win the game. When the world thinks it's over, when it was Brady and they were 3-5 about to lose to the Rams, out of nowhere in 40 seconds, they win the game. Bill Belichick is not going to be embarrassed again on national TV by the Bills. I love the under tonight. I think that they will have a plan that the Bills, there is some illness going around that's in the Patriots' favor, a little bit of wind. We know how the Bills handled the wind last year up in Orchard Park. I think the Patriots win this game 24-21 at Gillette Stadium. Another no-interception performance by Mac. Ramondre Stevenson catches a touchdown, rushes for a touchdown, and Gillette Stadium is back alive. The Patriots improve to 7-5 at Gillette Stadium.
Listen, defense has been really, really good. They got their one stinker out of the way, if you want to call it that, last week. Curtis, I could not agree with you more. I could not agree more. Thank you, Curtis. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. Going back to yesterday, we had a conversation about Jack Edwards and his comments when the Bruins beat the Lightning. And I brought up the topic of mental health and men and it being Movember and fat shaming and how a lot of people just think it's a female problem and, you know, it's time to change that narrative. I was poo-pooed. I was made fun of. I was told that I was soft. It's sports. Blah, blah, blah.
When are you not poo-pooed and made fun of?
That is true.
I mean, it happens all the time.
Yes, every day, actually.
Yes.
But sometimes people forget that while I may not have played the sport, I have life experiences with other people that have, and that actually forms my opinions.
Oh, okay.
So it was interesting to me later in the day when Pat Maroon himself took to Twitter to say, and I quote, "In support of those struggling with mental health, bullying, and body image, I am making a $2,000 donation in the name of Jack Edwards to Tampa Bay Thrives, and I encourage the Tampa Bay Lightning and NHL fans to join me. Donate here." So before you start telling me I'm soft and it's a female thing and men don't care and we're strong and we think it's funny to fat shame each other, it's actually not. And before people that are over the age of 50 start coming at me on social media, maybe think about the fact that I'm closer to age to Pat Maroon and his feelings than you are.
He took $2,000 and said that? Wow. Come on, bro. Really?
And Wiggy, example
Really?
A.
Really?
Yes.
Come on, man.
Wiggy, I really...
So he's a big, in your mind, big, tough NHL player. Why
aren't they the toughest out there, what people tell me? And you really let that bother you?
And why are you letting what Jack Edwards said affect you at all?
It's not affecting him. He's saying, okay, I'm speaking out for people.
Did he put the Jack Edwards in there?
Yes.
That's a look at me.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Good for him.
Come on.
You guys
man.
All laughed about it yesterday. This is a serious issue. And if you actually look at athletes that are in college right now, a lot more male athletes are stepping out saying, I actually take it to heart when somebody makes fun of my weight.
Yeah, I do. You know how many people say, like laugh when they're talking about Dan the trainer and our rigorous workout routine? Happens all the time in the Twitch chat.
Yeah, Courtney's saying she gets poo-pooed every day. I get told I'm fat every
lose
day.
Lose some weight.
Winky, well, I get I that, have, too.
I guess have, what? I was fat. I'm still a little pudgy.
I have bad metabolism.
Yeah, okay. Now you're like one of those people. You're just big boned.
Yeah, I just like bad food.
I never hear anything negative.
I got a disorder. I can't lose weight for some reason. Yeah, you can't stop eating. That's your disorder. Stop it.
This in the Twitch chat, this individual is correct. I had to quit sports because I was fat shamed as a young man. All right. Thank you, Courtney.
You're welcome.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. I won't be fat shaming anybody, but I will be saying that the NBA, it'll be an absolute shame if Jason Tatum does not win the MVP. Look at the way this man has been playing. I think when you look at the Celtics team and the direction that they're going in, I don't know when they're going to lose a basketball game. It's amazing to me, and it's amazing to see how Tatum plays. Like last night, he was completely lights out. We talked about this player since the day that he's got here. And if you're Wick Grospeck and you're the Celtics, I think you are in the perfect position right now. I know the trade deadline is still down the road, and the same goes for the Bruins. But you have the makings of a championship contender this year, and you need to take advantage of that 150%, especially with the way that Tatum and the rest of the team has been playing. Do not let this opportunity slip through your fingers when you have the MVP, in my opinion, playing at an MVP level.
All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it.
You know, I hate saying I told you so, but for decades on the prior show that I hosted on WAAF and on this program for the last 3.5 years, I have been warning the human race about the robot uprising.
Preach.
Many of you chose not to listen. However, on Tuesday night in San Francisco, the Board of Supervisors of the City of San Francisco voted to allow the police to use remote-controlled robots capable of lethal force. They voted to allow robots to be roaming the streets of San Francisco killing human beings.
Wow.
Anybody else alarmed by this?
Yeah.
Or is it just me?
This
There's
is
gotta be a catch there.
This is RoboCop come to life.
It's RoboCop.
Yeah.
and it's happening right before our eyes.
It's technically
Smart House.
It's technically RoboCop 2.
I mean, we can't even figure out self-driving Tesla vehicles without killing people. We're going to now have robots
Tesla's
that are
canceled.
We're going to have robots roaming the streets shooting people willy-nilly?
Willy-nilly.
At free random chime?
Yeah, I don't get that. Why not just give the robot like a taser?
Yeah. How about
stun gun? Set your guns to stun.
How about when it comes to killing somebody, we let the human being make the decision? Are you kidding me?
Who's programming these robots?
This is opening up the floodgates.
I don't know if this is real or connected or not, but wouldn't this be related to defunding the police, that there's no police people left, so we have a shortage of officers?
The robots, I'm assuming, cost a pretty penny, so I don't know how you'd be saving money, I guess. I'm just, these kinds of things happen. Sometimes people don't point them out. To me, it's absolutely alarming. I have said it forever. These robots have one intention, and that is to destroy the human race. That's us. They want to go for your jugular. They want to kill you. And now we're basically putting the guns in their hands in San Francisco.
So this week, you have told us about a zombie virus being examined in a laboratory.
Correct.
And zombie uprising police officers shooting people.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And nobody's
I feel
worried.
Like I'm in a sci-fi movie.
And nobody's worried?
Well, I'm definitely worried about the robots, because who's programming these robots?
Who do you think? Mm. I mean,
government?
Yes. All right, those are today's leads. Quick reminder that the 12 days of Twitchmas begins today on this program. So at 8:45, your chance to win one of the 12 gifts that I would like to present to you. And there's some really, really extraordinary things in there.
I'm excited to see them.
Yeah, so make sure you're watching this show on Twitch, obviously all morning, but especially at 8:45 or listening at 8:45. And if you're the right caller, you can pick your gift on day number one of the 12 days of Twitchmas here on The Greg Hill Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wow. Who picked that?
Do not interrupt Nat King Cole.
That's not a banger. Did you pick that?
Oh.
Who picks Nat King Cole?
That's a good one.
No.
A classic for all time.
What year is it? Is it the 50s?
Oh, the guy that was born in the 20s is mad about something not being current.
Who picks that stinker of a Christmas tune as a high-energy rejoin on a radio broadcast?
Who said it was high energy?
That song gives me chills. It warms my
douche
heart.
Chills?
No, warms my heart. Ooh, shots fired.
That's a good
boop,
song. Boop.
I say we replay the whole song because you besmirched it.
That's the church song.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean that's the church
like
song?
When you hear that, it's like, oh, I know we're headed to church before Christmas. Like Christmas Eve, church.
That's so true.
That's not a hymn.
And let the record show, Greg called the song old and low energy. We need a mirror.
All right, Curtis. I'm sorry. I should have given that some breathing room.
It's okay. I love you.
My sincere apologies to you.
You got princesses on the mind, so, you know.
All right. Well, lots going on this morning, including in about 25 minutes, They Said It, which is a brief back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports on this program every day at 7:20. And we will discuss the whispers that there is an issue in the Patriots locker room. Among other things, coming up at 7:20 on Tonight of All Nights. I mean, if you needed to be focused on winning a football game that you must win and not dealing with drama in your locker room, it would be tonight. Would it not be tonight? Yes. Would this not be the night that you want to win this division game against these Buffalo Bills?
I mean, if there's any team that this team has ever had to prove something to in the last couple of years, it's this one. I mean, that the first team in the history of the NFL to score touchdowns on its first five possessions in the playoffs were the Bills last year, the last time you saw them. That was a game you quit in. So we'll see where you are today.
This game is so important for the Patriots in a couple different ways. Obviously, it continues, if they win this football game, it continues to keep them in the hunt as far as a wild card team.
Yep.
But the other thing I really look at is that if you lose this football game, that's two losses in a row, and then your next two games are on the road. And granted, they're not against teams that you go, oh, they can't beat them, but you're on the road, and we know how difficult it is to play on the road against one of the teams that it looks like they're kind of, you know, they're not like resurging, but they're hitting a little bit of a winning streak in the Raiders. It's Josh McDaniels. There's going to be a lot of hype in that game. It's going to be a lot of, you know, how does Bill Belichick fare against his, you know, former assistants who turned head coaches? And, and I don't think his record is pretty good against those guys. You get the Arizona Cardinals and whether or not Kyler Murray's going to play and all the stuff that he's got going on with what Patrick Peterson said about him and a mobile quarterback. So this game is so important to give you the kind of confidence that you need if you're able to win this game going on the road for the next couple of weeks.
That's what I was going to say. If anything else, this is a confidence boost game for Mac Jones. He's coming off a game where everybody's been praising him, and, and we should be, because he showed that he can throw the football and throw it well. But then if you go into this one and you lose in an ugly fashion, we're back at square one with him. We've seen that, you know, he has his highs and his lows back and forth. And I just hope that with this one in particular, this is a staple game. This is a statement game. And if he can get a win in this one, then everybody else can shut up. And I think in his mind, he knows that.
You're without Damian Harris, which I guess no surprise there. So,
well, they're going to, you know, when you look at they're without Von Miller. So that's always going to be week in and week out. It's going to be the injuries and, you know, guys are going to be, teams are going to be without guys. But it's going to be more about, okay, we know that the defense is good, right? But last week against
the Patriots?
Yeah, the Patriots.
We don't know that they're good.
Well, I think we know that they're good against the teams that we've seen through the first, what?
They're good against bad quarterbacks.
Right, right. And so then last week, they looked okay against Minnesota. They had a turnover, but they allowed Justin Jefferson to go off. You are now facing, you know, probably the second-best quarterback in the NFL in Josh Allen. How do you look as a defense against another really good quarterback?
Curtis, when you question defense, are you're questioning it based on opponents so far, right?
Correct. I think the numbers have been great. We all were saying they were elite, and then I was told that primetime Cousins sucks and they were going to dominate the Vikings, and they didn't.
Right. Yeah.
So you enter this game, and the other thing is, let's say the Bills score 28 points. Will Mac Jones fall to 0-11 when an opposing team scores over 24 points? Can you win a game that gets into the 30s? Or that you need 30 points to win.
And I think you're going to have to be somewhere along those lines.
I also think right now we're looking at a Josh Allen who's in a bit of having an issue when it comes to interceptions. You put Matthew Judon up against him. I'm pretty sure Josh Allen this whole week has talked about how scared of this team is of Matthew Judon. And a lot of people are. So I think if you think the defense hasn't proven enough yet, you could say that Matthew Judon himself has.
Yeah. Right, but he didn't. Here's the problem. What happened with him last year? He kind of fell off the map, right?
Yeah, but he said that he has completely changed how he's treated his body this season.
But he was a no-show against Minnesota. He was an absolute no-show.
It feels like somebody played like an Uno reverse card, because it feels like this defense is now the question, where I felt for weeks, for like 8 weeks, the offense was the question.
Yeah.
And then after watching that Minnesota game, it's like, okay, I think the offense is actually pretty good. And I actually believe that the offense will have success tonight. And then I'm worried about the defense because, again, it's Josh Allen. And we've already seen them struggle with mobile quarterbacks twice, horrifically, when you're talking about Justin Fields and Lamar Jackson. So I can only imagine what they're going to look like tonight.
And, you know, I'm concerned, obviously, about how they're going to look because we talk about, is this going to be what we, you know, the whole boogeyman thing, and when you finally face good quarterbacks, your defense looks different. So I think this is another great test for them defensively.
Wouldn't you be shocked, though, Wiggy, if Bill doesn't have something a wrinkle to throw in that at least gets Josh Allen off for the first half. Like, wouldn't it be surprising if he just entered this game and began with a touchdown drive and just kept going? I would be shocked by that.
That wouldn't shock me because Minnesota did it last week, the first drive. I want to see if they can make the adjustments. My thing is, can you offensively do what you did against Minnesota again?
Are we going to get your top five things you need to see tonight? Can we get that next? All right. Pat's Bills tonight. We'll talk about it all morning and all day here at WEEI. And coming up at 7:20, they said it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.